Behind the scenes at the Republican National Convention, two media heavyweights are jockeying to be seen as kingmakers. We're talking about news magnate Rupert Murdoch and his former primetime Fox star, the right-wing provocateur Tucker Carlson. Both have been influential in Republican Party politics, and both are at the convention in Milwaukee. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been reporting on the tensions between these two men. Hi, David.
Hey, Ari.
These guys are major figures in the conservative media landscape. What are their roles at the convention?
Well, let's first take Tucker, who's probably making his most prominent appearance since leaving Fox about 15 months ago. At the opening night of the convention on Monday, he was a few feet from the former president, the soon-to-be nominee, Donald Trump. There's the symbolism of him sort of standing in that box, watching the unveiling of a new vice presidential running mate, Senator J.D. Vance. Meanwhile, his former boss, that's the head of Fox, but also was the head of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, he's in town too, but he's not in that box. And, you know, Rupert Murdoch is a guy described to me over the years by many of his former aides and lieutenants as a guy for whom prominent politicians would fly thousands of miles to do what they called kissing the ring. They would show a fealty and respect to him by traveling to see him. To my knowledge, Murdoch has never visited an American political convention before, but here is this 93-year-old, you know, media magnate, as you say, a guy who's just retired last year, appearing here to show respect to Donald Trump.
You would think there would be room in this massive convention for two media icons of the conservative movement, but what's the tension between them?
Well, so there are two ways of looking at it, and both are real. Carlson and Murdoch represent sharply different wings of the party. Carlson has embraced, after being an early Trump critic, embraced this idea of this sort of nationalist populism that Trump seems to embody. And meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch is a guy who both, you know, didn't want Trump to be renominated again and also really didn't want J.D. Vance to be able to get the running mate position. He deployed the pages of the Wall Street Journal and Post editorial and opinion makers against Vance. And Vance, who has been championed by Tucker Carlson and championed by Donald Trump Jr., emerged. In addition, there's real tension between the two in the sense that Tucker Carlson was ousted from Fox and from his primetime position as their 8 p.m. star because he was at the center of this huge defamation lawsuit involving, you know, the Trump campaign's lies about claims there had been fraud in the 2020 election, enabling Joe Biden to get into office. And Carlson was one of the named defendants as that suit. You know, the Murdochs had to sign off on a nearly $800 million payment to settle that lawsuit. And then Carlson was sued again for accusations of creating a biased workplace and a hostile workplace there. The Murdochs ultimately signed off on a $12 million payment to settle that one. So Carlson went away and has recreated himself as a figure online and on Twitter, now called X, as sort of his independent media figure interviewing all kinds of folks.
So what's the outcome?
Well, you know, this is the resurrection once more of Tucker Carlson. I think the fired Fox star really has risen. He's forced his way into that news cycle with interviews of people like, you know, Russian President Vladimir Putin, you know, disgraced figures like Alex Jones. He's in with Don Jr. He's in with J.D. Vance. And meanwhile, Murdoch is in some ways humiliated, but showing by appearing in Milwaukee that he's willing to do business with the Trumps, even though he hadn't wanted either figure on that ticket to be running at all.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.